rejoice and be glad in it.
I will rejoice and be glad.
So we say,
hallelujah.
We bless your name.
We bless your name.
KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing, unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Finance Committee meets on the third Thursday of the month at 5 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Welcome to An Islamic Point of View, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. On behalf of MCCP, we would like to wish everyone in our community Eid Mubarak. May Allah accept all of our fasting from this Ramadan, our zakat, our sadaqah, and all of our worship. Amin. Additionally, it is my duty to inform you that our very own beloved Imam Shahid Hamid has passed away Juma this Friday in the morning hours in his home. He was beloved to many and personally was a dear mentor here at the studios of KBOO, where he held down this program for decades as an honor and service to our community. Not only was he a prominent voice here at KBOO on Islamic Point of View, but he tirelessly served our community, was a seeker who was always open to learning more. Those who visited him before he passed said that he looked younger and at peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the dwan, bring tranquility to the hearts of those who love him. Al-Fatiha. Today, in honor of Ramadan and the Eid, we do have a special Eid program here for you today. Here is Imam Muhammad Najib with the Eid khutbah that he gave this past week.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. 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 All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, we the Muslims and the community of Muhammad, to just complete 30 days of fasting. 30 days of fasting and the recitation of the Quran. Praise be to Allah. What a beautiful benefit and blessing this is for we, the community of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if humanity understood how important Muhammad is, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would also, they still benefit from this blessing. But if they understood its significance, they would strive to embrace his prophetic and noble sunnah. Praise be to Allah. As Allah Azza wa Jalla say, but not for you, Muhammad. I would not have created creation. But not for you. Why? Why would we say that? Or why would that statement be made? This is the creator, the Lord of the world. This creator caused life to be. Huh? Because his glorious holy word was revealed on the heart of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Quran that we just finished reciting in our Tarawih prayers and we have read every day was revealed on his heart. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's holy word. Huh? Holy is something that's not diluted or tampered with in any form. It's in its original form. Praise be to Allah, this Quran. So the benefit and blessing is for humanity. Yeah? As it speaks of, and this is something I wanted to kind of highlight on or just a little bit today, because like I say, we fasted. Huh? We fasted. We give up food, drink, conjugal relations, water, coffee. And a lot of us love our coffee. We love to do things of this nature. But we give that up. Huh? For what? To please Allah, Azza wa Jalla, because fasting is for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we give those things up during this holy month of Ramadan. We were looking forward to it. I had brothers call me. My son called me. He said, Dad, he said, aren't we close to Ramadan? I said, yes, son. I said, I'm too anxious, as all of us are. Every year we are anxious to Muslim. Why? Because we know it brings us back to a point of origin. Huh? Where we recognize and understand the great benefit and blessing that Allah has blessed us with as a community, as individuals. Huh? We count this blessing for us, huh? To be Muslims, to be those who strive to uphold the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that we look at humanity today and we sometimes cry, many of us, because we see the condition that we're in. One could say it's very pitiful. It's pitiful to some degree because with the affluence that we see in so much of society, we see so much of blight and disarray and disorganization and poverty, which is something that we never experienced really in Islam. Praise be to Allah. They've been critical of us, yes. We've had hardships, yes. These difficulties are nothing compared, huh? We'd rather have difficulties in this life. I'd rather suffer some in this life, some pain. Huh? Then on the day of Qiyam, the reward is great and beneficial for we the Muslims. Praise be to Allah. It speaks of in Surah Al-Rahman, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Which of the favors? Huh? Will you deny Islam? Will you deny the fact that Islam has brought you everything of benefit that you have? I couldn't deny it. I couldn't deny the fact, family, if you say fame or employment or wife or children, all come because Allah Azza wa Jalla and being a Muslim. I would never have the association that I've had with brothers, sisters from all over the world, go places. We are united in a common bond, and that bond is by the heart. Huh? Because we say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't take it for granted. It's something that we live our life with 24/7, 365. Not just today, not just tomorrow on Juma, every day. When we say we put our life and we stand on this Quran, this is what we mean. I look at some of the oppression that Muslims are facing today, it hurts my heart. It hurts my heart, also it angers me too. Because we can't stand idly by or be idolatrous or think this is okay. It's not okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it in the Quran though. A tumult and oppression is worse than death. Tumult and oppression is worse than death. He said he hates the oppressor. He hates the oppressor. He hates the one who treads hard on the innocent and the weak. He hates that. Now, we have read the stories in the Quran, brothers and sisters. What has happened to many of the civilizations that were before us who denied the messengers and the Nabis and the warners that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent to them and books of revelation? What happened to them? Tell me. Are they here today? Do we find any trace of their civilization to some degree? No. Allah utterly destroyed them. Many times we think that for some reason that God don't exist in a secularized society. He exists. That's what I say all the time. I say, how do you take God out of the equation when he's everything? When he calls light, how do you do that? Tell me, how do you do that? How do we take him out of the equation, Allah Azza wa Jalla, when he caused life to be? We wouldn't even be able to come back into this world today if he hadn't allowed our soul to be returned to us. We don't know where we went when we were asleep. None of us can tell me. I can't tell you where I was when I was asleep. You can't tell me. But since sleep is a cessation that comes upon us and we need it, to revitalize our body and our mind and our mentality. Praise be to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But most people, some don't even think from this manner of perspective. I did anything. I haven't done anything. I is independent. I'm not independent of anything. Without Allah's water, without his air, without his food, without his akal that he has given me and blessed me with, without the heart, the understanding, to some degree of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, I would be nothing. It's not just about food and drink in this life and the physical pleasures of the world. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib once spoke, he said, to recognize that the benefit of this world is to recognize that we should not appreciate it. It's to recognize that we should not appreciate it. We should appreciate utilizing it to gain the benefit of the hereafter. We don't put an investment in this life to where we know that we're going to be here forever, because we know we're not. We're not. We're here transitory. So everything is transitory in this life. So why would I put all of my stock or my energy in something I know I'm not going to have for long? I use it. It's a utility. And I understand now why the Sahaba cried. I cried. The other evening when we finished the Khatam al-Quran, we had a wonderful recital. Hafiz Umar Saeed, this brother, he was a wonderful reciter for our community. It was a blessing. We had commentary and tafsir afterwards. We really went into some things. We had the tahajjud together, brothers and sisters. But how it united our hearts, because why? We're united with the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can't get around that. This is why it's such a benefit and a blessing to be a Muslim. All of you wear a badge of honor. You have fasted. You have given up. You have sacrificed. You have given charity. You have did things beyond that. You know, Allah is the Lord of the two Easts and the two Wests. You say two Easts and two Wests. Two Easts and two Wests. Because why? The sun is always setting or appearing somewhere else. If it rises in the west here, it sets. If it rises in the east here, it sets in the west there, and it's always two Easts and two Wests, because it's always appearing and reappearing somewhere else. The two Easts and the two Wests. I say praise be to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But we know when we read the Quran, it's like sometimes when we're setting up we're looking for our Qibla, we want to turn towards the center where Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordained for all humanity to pray towards, like Mecca, But it said in the Quran, in any direction you turn, you find your Lord, Allah Azza wa Jalla. Praise be to Allah. He has given a warning to jinn and men. And it say how he create the jinn from smokeless fire. I said, smokeless fire. That's the fire above the smoke. I said, whoa, smokeless fire. He create us out of sounding clay, Adam, alayhi salam. But jinn and men, all are accountable. Every aspect of Allah's creation is accountable to him. We're blessed. We are blessed. Brothers and sisters, we are blessed. When we think of our fasting for 30 days, well, now we're in the glorious Eid where we celebrate and we do things with our families and we provide things for our children. And it's good to see our young brothers and sisters in the masjid, because while we raise them up in the way that we want them to follow in our footsteps, praise be to Allah, best place they could be. We had several young men to come to the Tarawih prayers and the prayers in the evening here at the masjid. Such a blessing. Yeah, they fidget around a little bit and they may not be able to stand like we stand, but they were there. They were here to hear Allah's holy word. That's a benefit and a blessing, because that plays on our psyche. Huh? It's just like, I remember once when I was going to school and I told my father, I said, I want to quit school. He said, you're not quitting nothing. You go, whether you learn, he said, you'll learn anyway. And my dad was a school teacher. Hey, but he was a school teacher, but not only was he a school teacher, but he had been in the military for 24 years, and he had been around the world 8 times. Huh? And then he had given up because his father passed away, and so he had to take care of his mother. And he did that. But Allah blessed him. God blessed him. Because he had to give up his school, he finished his school, finished his college, and then he taught school. I said, you know, my dad was my benchmark. But like I told him one time, I said, I don't want no more school. He said, you go anyway. You learn, but you are. When you're in an environment, a learning environment, you learn anyway, whether you think you're learning or not. Praise be to Allah. And this is why the benefit and blessing of having our youth here in the masjid, or bringing our children, or showing them an example of something, that stability, that means something. Too much is too much, uncertainty. And when we think of the Quran, the Sunnah, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's no hypothesis, unknown hypothesis, or something foreign we can't explain. It's too much of that before. It causes confusion. The benefit and blessing of being a Muslim, benefit of being able to have fasted. Inshallah, I'm going to go into a few aspects of the light of those who have taqwa in paradise, and then inshallah we'll conclude. The delight of those who have taqwa in paradise. Those of us who have fasted, those of us who have prayed in the night, those of us who have given charity, those of us who strive to uphold and be conscious of the prohibitions that were instructed for us to follow, and the law trying to uphold it. They say there are two paradises for those of us, one of silver and one of gold, as a reward for what we did in this life. A reward for what we did in this life. You fasted in this life. You prayed in this life. You gave charity in this life. You helped someone that was in need in this life. And what was your reward? You get a garden of paradise, one of silver, one of gold. And so everything in it is that. Praise be to Allah. That's the reward for those of us who have fasted and prayed and strive to maintain our accountability. Muslim is accountable. It's not haphazard. You can tell a Muslim, because his life is orientated towards the Quran, the Sunnah, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's steadfast. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. It says, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you deny? There are three, these springs is called Tasneem. One of the springs is Tasneem and the other is Al-South Sabir. It says that the water of one of the springs is from non-standing water and the other from water that gives delight to those who drink it. Speaks of that in the Quran. Think on this. Think on it. It doesn't intoxicate us, but we get a delight from drinking the water. This is what Allah in paradise. And Allah is what y'all say in the Quran, that there is nothing in this world that we can think of that represent in the next. We can't even imagine. And look at some of the delights that we have in this world. And look at some of the places that we have been in this world. Beautiful places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to be at some of the coral reefs and places. No comparison. He said, has not entered into our heart or our mind. We can't even fathom the depth of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have for us. He speaks of us on couches in brocaded robes of silver. That's heavy. Brocade robes of silver and gold. On couches, raised couches, for what we gave up, what we think that we're giving up in this world. Oh man, you have no fun? Yeah, I'm having fun. I'm having fun staying away from what I need to stay away from, so I can benefit myself or my soul on the day when it needs to be have some benefit, when I have something that will speak for me. You're fasting, you're praying. Your steadfastness will speak for you. It will be accountable for you on the day of judgment. So we can't even measure, brothers and sisters, the benefit and blessing of the fast that we have just completed. Some who say we are Muslims, they say, well, I'll fast next year. No, you won't. You may fast next year, inshallah. Allah knows best. But you didn't benefit in this fast. We did, and we got the benefit and the blessing of it, and it goes in the in our records that we completed the fast. It will stand and testify for us on the day of Qiyam. It says, reclining in reference to the residents of paradise, who will recline or sit cross-legged upon couches lined with istibrak, which is thick silk brocade, according. Thick silk brocade. That's beautiful. And these are the blessings, just some of the blessings that Allah. And then for those who would say, well, I don't see no blessing. I did all this myself. You didn't do it yourself. Allah bless you to do it. This is why we don't invent, we discover. Everything that Allah wanted to come to us or unfold was already in our subconscious through external stimuli, through the prophets, to reveal scriptures of revelation. It stimulated that to come forth at that particular time, because Allah Azza wa Jalla say, when the pen say, the pen have been lifted from the pages and the ink have dried. We're talking about Kalam al-Qudra, the pen of power. Allah is with Jalla. The Qadr of Allah, whatever's for us comes to us, and whatever's not, it's not. It's not. That's the thought and the understanding of the Muslim. That's why we are successful in what we do. We come at it with a different frame of mind. I see so many young Muslim brothers and sisters. This is why it's so important, too, to have them in our own educational institutions. And it's our responsibility to do it. So they're taught something. So when they come up, they know their potential is not harnessed and kept for someone else to use and benefit from. Their potential is used for themselves, and they're not limited. They don't look like they're afraid. I try to find more of them, PhDs, doctorates, 2 master's degrees, 3, nothing for them. Because that limitation is not put on them. We can't allow that. We have to have our own institutions, and there's enough Muslims to do that, and we got to quit assimilating. Many of us coming from other countries, don't assimilate, you propagate. We propagate Islam. When you came here, you found Muslims. Yeah, they called us black Muslims. We believe that only Allah is God. And we stood on that, Allah is God. You couldn't move us from that. Allah is God. That'll save us too. On the day of Qiyam, what's in your pocket? That little paper say, Allah is God. It'll say, you put it on the scale, it'll save you. We can't assimilate, we have to propagate. We have to propagate Islam. We got to uphold the banner of Islam. We should not be afraid. We should not be afraid. It's better for our hearts to flutter. Like I say, when I think of Allah Azza wa Jalla, my heart flutters. I want it to flutter. If I fear anyone, I want to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because he's the only one to fear. Because I have to stand before him on the day of Qiyam. And he knows. He already knows before we come to us. He comes to us. He knows what we did, what we haven't done, our capabilities, our faults. But we can't give over our rights to someone else in terms of how we look at our faith. We can't let someone decide for us, this is what we do. I had a sheikh who came here a few weeks ago, a month ago or so. He was from Seattle. And I was talking with him. And he told me, he said, you know, he said, it's unfortunate. I said, well, what do you mean, Sheikh? He said, it's unfortunate. He said, do you know one of the largest masjids in a particular area, when this COVID came out, and I'm not saying that we haven't made adjustments here at the Muslim Community Center, because we have. We've made social distancing. We've made masks. You can't come in there without a mask. We've taken all the precautions. We got hand sanitizer. We have someone come in and clean and sanitize the masjid, the bathrooms, and everything. But we didn't close the masjid. And tell us in the Quran to close no masjid. We didn't disobey the law either. They closed the masjid, largest masjid, they closed it. And then had it televised on TV, the largest masjid in such and such area closed. No Jummah prayer, no prayers. What's that about? The Jewish synagogue didn't close, the Christian churches didn't close. They still had their services. Why we had to close ours? Is that according to our understanding? No one told us to do that. We did it on our own. Talking about, oh, well, we got to close. And then you don't want to open the masjid up. You want to cause a hardship on other Muslims? What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? Have we totally become, like the Quran say, Majnoon, crazy? Or drunk or intoxicated on this life of this world, this dunya? Or some little funny job? Huh? That we would do that to each other. Uh-uh. No. No, brothers and sisters. We're better than that. We're greater than that. Our potential is far exceeds that type of thinking. All of us. All of us. All of us. So, brothers and sisters, in my conclusion, when we think of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with as Muslims, we cannot count. If all of us begin to start counting right now, we'd be counting all night and tomorrow, and some more would join the line. We would never stop counting the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us to be a Muslim, to be a Muslim, upholding the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. Fasting is just another form of strengthening us, and teaching us discipline, how to discipline ourselves and keep that ego, that pride, that presumptuousness, that anno kairu minhum, I'm better than you, at bay. We slay it. It's just like in the Hajj when we got into, when you cut the nafs, put the blade on, you slay it. You cut the knots, for the purification. Allah has blessed us all. May Allah continue to bless all of you. Amen. May He bless all of your families. Amen. May He protect you. May He protect our wives and our children. May He cause us to be the kind of Muslims, brothers and sisters, that uphold this Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, and we don't waver in our conviction to say Allah is God and Muhammad is His messenger. We live the life and we die the death of a Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, continue to protect us, and on the day of Qiyam, may He raise us all up in the company of the righteous. Allah.
Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
You have been listening to Imam Muhammad Najib, recording of his Eid khutbah given at MCCP this past week. Islamic Point of View is a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. If you've benefited from today's lecture, please...
This is Norman Sylvester, the Boogie Cat. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Community radio.
KVU has a mobile app. You can listen to all your favorite shows, subscribe to KVU podcast, even set KVU as your alarm clock. Just look for KVU on the iTunes and Google Play Store. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review.
Hello and welcome to Pathways, where you are invited to join me for a visit with leaders in personal development and cultural evolution. This is your host, Paul O'Brien. KBOO is in the middle of our spring membership drive. You can show your support by going to kboo.fm/give to become a monthly sustaining member today. With your help, we can reach our fundraising goal. In the wake of Trump's presidency, the Me Too movement, emboldened racism, rising gun violence, and culture war,